Thank you for that message. So he was baptized, and his family were saved. And his brother are baptized, Noguchi-san and his parents. Wasn't it wonderful? He must have prayed for his parents, and his father and mother were clients at Kira Kira Daycare Service Center. So the center must have helped them to believe in Jesus Christ. And another person got named Washio-san got baptized, who is a client at Kira Kira Daycare Service Center. I'm a Christian, but in my family, I'm the only one who is a Christian. I want my family members to get baptized, and my parents live in Kanagawa. And I hope that one day that they will come and receive service at Kira Kira Daycare Service Center. So, and I hope the Kira Kira Daycare Center service will be useful of helping many people. And I hope that many more people will become caregivers at the daycare center. Today is a special worship service honoring older adults. So I want you to become interested in giving care to older adults and use that service center for the purpose of evangelism. I'm wearing an orange shirt today. And the people who are staff members of Kira Kira Day Center are all wearing a shirt in orange. And orange, of course, represents the brightness, cheerfulness, and warmth. And so our daycare service center is very cheerful. And the color orange also stimulates appetite. And because in autumn, you know, many trees look orange and it helps you appetite get stimulated. That's what Japanese people say. And we provide at our center delicious food and snacks. And today, we have snacks and coffee being served after worship service. And our clients at the daycare center not only eat, but they do exercise, but they engage in rehabilitation, they sing songs, they engage in various recreational activities, and so they all enjoy themselves at the daycare center. And everyone, of course, has weakness, physical pain, and disabilities, but some clients are Christians, and staff members are all Christians. So clients embrace their weaknesses, and many accept God, and they feel a mysterious protection by God. The other day, when I was having lunch with the clients, there was a conversation between me and a client who is not a Christian. And I asked her, how are you? And she said, I'm okay, thanks to you. And then she said, maybe because I come here, that's why I'm protected. That's what that client said. And this client always calls me Mr. Priest, Mr. Priest. And she listens to my stories about the Bible, And she comes to feel that the our daycare center is a very, very special place, because she gets to meet Christian staff members, and she feels she's protected. And we at the daycare center wants to continue to cherish each client. And through our fellowship, and I hope that they will come to feel the presence of Jesus Christ among us. So the fellowship at our church gives us a joy and a sense of fun and a sense of freedom at our church. So the today's passage has the word free or freedom in it. If you look at John chapter 8 verse 36, John chapter 8 verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Here, Jesus Christ talked about freedom that is truly free, but sometimes people do not understand the meaning of freedom, and they will say, I'm not a slave, I've been free from birth. And I'm free, that's how I felt as well before I was baptized, because I thought I was born free. And I thought I was living my life free. But when I was attending a baptism preparation class, I was taught that you've been actually a slave since birth to sins. I was shocked when I heard that. The Pastor Yamaguchi Yuzuru led me to baptism. Pastor Yamaguchi once said about the meaning of freedom. This is what he said. If you get on Tokyo Expressway and go toward Shizuoka from Tokyo, you'll see a Statue of Liberty on the right-hand side. The Statue of Liberty is standing on top of this love hotel, and this is the meaning of liberty, according to contemporary society. That's what he said. And a board member of Seigakuin University said 20th century was age of nature, and the 21st century is the age of so-called liberty, because people mix and misunderstand the meaning of liberty by mixing that with the word self-indulgence. So they don't really know what is true freedom and the situation they're in, which is a slavery. So when thinking about these things, are we really free? Are we self-centered? Are we full of greedy desires? Are we shackled by the values of this world? If you look at chapter 8, verse 31 of John, John 8, 31 through 32, if you hold on to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. What is the truth? Also, if you look at John chapter 4, verse 6, this is what Jesus said. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the truth. So he said, hold on to the to the Word, God's Word, and hold on to Jesus. So if we do that, we will have true freedom. That part that I read earlier in John, verse 36, said, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Unless Jesus Christ changes us, we will not be free. We will be a sinner and we will be a slave to sin. And next, this is what Jesus said in John 8:34. "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Jesus Christ is the one who makes us free. If you are slave to sin, and if you think you're free, then that's not true freedom. That's a superficial freedom, that's fake freedom, that's false freedom. Sinners boast about themselves, but people whose sins have been forgiven boast about Jesus Christ. People who are slave to sin try to hide their weaknesses, but people who are truly free will embrace their weaknesses and then trust in the power of Jesus Christ. And so people who are truly free can enjoy joy and have fun, and they become humble, and then will be able to accept other people who are weak. And if you look at Psalm chapter 133, verse 1, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." So when people who are truly free come together, that's what they can enjoy. So if God makes you free, and if you are in a community with other people who are also free in the name of God, you can have a wonderful community. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26 through 27, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. If you become truly free, if your sins are forgiven, and if you're connected to Christ, then you can accept those people who are weak, people who have various gifts, and you can share sufferings with others, you can share joys with others, you can help each other. And that's what the way the church should look like when we have true freedom. And churches and worldly organizations are different, but we all want to be ourselves as we are, and we want to live our lives as human beings. Professor Robert Keegan at Harvard University wrote a book entitled An Everyone Culture, Becoming a Deliberately Developmental Organization. This is what he wrote in this book. People who work for organizations actually not only preoccupied with their work themselves, but they are preoccupied with something else. That is, many people are spending a lot of time and energy hiding their weaknesses. They try to control their impressions that other people have on you, and they try to make themselves look superior, and they try to hide their flaws, they try to hide their weaknesses, limitations. So there are many people preoccupied with hiding their weaknesses. Of course, our world is a very competitive place, and we are judged based on our performance, especially in our occupational world. So our weaknesses, we think, are negative for that reason. But according to the Professor Robert Keegan, the organization that allows people to show their weaknesses are the ones that grow. And according to him, having these trainings and seminars and trying to make people improve are not necessarily make these organizations grow. According to him, it's how you create this culture in your organization that helps people grow. Create an organization that is assuring, and create an environment that allows people to show their weaknesses, and create an organization that help people support each other. That's what's important, according to Professor Keegan. So the organization that allows people to share their weaknesses are the ones that that grow, according to him. And when I read that, I thought our church, Christian churches, are the places or organization that people feel secure and safe, and where they can show their weaknesses, share their weaknesses. So in our churches, we can support each other, we can help each other, we can grow with each other. So the Professor Keegan said organizations that embrace employees' weaknesses are the strongest, but I say that churches that show that embrace members' weaknesses are the most strongest churches. There's a person named John Vanier, who's a Catholic, a person who have started this a community named Lache Community, where intellectually challenged people live together with people who have no disabilities. And John Vanier said, the true happiness that human beings can enjoy is not to win competition, but to open your hearts and accept other people who are weak. So, according to him, such a community is very, very important. And that's the community he created. And he published a book titled Becoming Human. And of course, you may think, well, of course, we're human when we're born, but he is saying that we become true human as we get mature. And in order to become a true human being, we need to become free. In order to become truly human, we need true freedom. Verse 36 of chapter 8 of John said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John Vanier also said, again, people need to become truly free to be truly human. But if they hide themselves, if they hide true selves under their masks, and if you are full of fear and prejudice and close yourself, then you will not become a true human beings. So in the community he created, intellectually disabled people live together with people without disabilities. And then in this community, people become free. People do not hide themselves, do not hide their weaknesses. They show their true humanity. Sometimes we, feel fear in front of other people. We care about how we look in the eyes of other people, and we don't want to show our weaknesses in this competitive society. And we sometimes have prejudice. We have prejudice against those who are different, people who come from different generations, people who come from different cultures. But we need to overcome those fear and prejudice by connecting to other people, and we need to become truly free and become truly human. And John Vanier also wrote, our lives develop from one weakness to another. You know, we are weak when we are little babies, but also we are weak when we become very, very old as well. In our lives, we have pain, sufferings, sickness, we experience accidents. So we are fundamentally weak. But if we try to deny our weaknesses, and if we deny the reality of our coming death, and if we try to make ourselves look strong, then we are denying ourselves, and you are deceiving yourselves. So we need to accept our true selves, which are full of weaknesses. We need to accept other people, and we need to love them. So that we can get connected, and we can support each other. So how can we help other people's individuals grow? Healthy individual need healthy communities. And in being connected to that kind of community, we can become true human beings. So that's what he wrote. So we need to think about what kind of community our church is going to become. I've been attending a Sunday school class named Faith Class here in this church, and we are learning about the role of the church, and we are studying about the our mission statements of Tsuchiura Megumi Church. And we'll learn about how Tsuchiura Megumi Church is supposed to be in this super aging society. And we will read booklets written by Pastor Seino. And this is what Pastor Seino wrote in his booklet. A super aging society has come to Japan. So in our church, at Tsuchiura Megumi Church, we might need to make sure that people of all generations can live and have a faith community here in our church. And also outside the church, we need to cooperate with other organizations, which may not be necessarily Christian, but provide various services through our church to people outside the church. So we need to help solve problems in our community, in and outside the church. That's what he wrote. Tsuchiura Megumi Church is a faith-based living community, and we should not have fear toward people who are different, and we should be able to enjoy being together with other people. We need to be a community that allows us to continue to grow and help contribute to our local community. At last, I would like to read Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. We're going to grow from weaknesses, from one weakness to another weakness. We are a weak, but we're going to help other people who are weak, and we're going to serve each other with love.